Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Lenny, and I know I'm catching a lot of you off guard by surprise, but I just wanted to get on and just spend a few moments with you. I know most of you will catch up with this podcast and live stream later, and that's okay. I'll go back time and time again to look for your comments, and I do hope you comment. I would love to hear from you, each and every one of you. I want to again let you all know how much I love you and I appreciate you. And I'm speaking for both myself and for Lori and for the ministry. All that you do, cards, letters, encouraging words, and your financial blessings, your financial offerings. Daddy God speaks to you, you listen, and you release part of what he's blessed you with into our ministry. And it's very easy to do that for those of you who are looking for ways to bless the ministry with as instructed by Holy Spirit. And that is just by visiting our website. And that is newlifeministrymhv.org. newlifeministrymhv.org. So I haven't been on as regular, as you can tell, because, well, I spent a week in Colorado for training for my director's position with Charis Bible College, which is a phenomenal blessing that has been extended to me by Andrew Womack and Andrew Womack Ministries. He is, if not the, one of the most humblest of men I have ever met. To see the ministry that he oversees and is, you know, he's the president of. He is just so humble, so approachable, so what we would say to be is down to earth. And he's a very loving person. So proud to be associated with that. So I was there for a week. And then after that, I shot right straight down to North Carolina, where we celebrated the birth of my new grandson, Wilder Charles Johnson. Oh boy, and he is a cutie. He is absolutely adorable. So we spent some time there, about a week, and then shot down to Tampa. That's where I'm at now. I love it here. You know, my brother and sister-in-law always open up their house to Lori and I, and they have a section here where my mom lives, so we get to visit the family, I don't know if you can see this wonderful pool. This is where I spend most days, you know, when I'm not at the beach. And we're going to be going to the beach shortly. And food, Pastor Lenny has packed on about 10 pounds. He's going to have to work a little bit harder to get it off when he gets home. But again, I just wanted to get on and share with you. I just keep reading and more of God's love and more of God's grace just keeps making itself known to me. And I just wanted to share some thoughts with you again on his amazing love and his amazing grace. So I was doing a study in Titus. It was Titus chapter 1, the second verse, right at the beginning of it, where this verse just, you know, and although it's been taken out of the context, it still remains in the context of the greater message, and that is God's love, and that is God's grace, his amazing grace. But I was reading verse 2, and this is what, you know, it says. Titus chapter 1, verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life. This is Paul writing to Titus, letting him know how very much they are embracing and living in and will live in eternal life, everlasting life, life eternally and everlasting with God, with Holy Spirit, with Jesus. This is what it's all about, guys. It's what it's all about. In hope of eternal life, which God, now listen to what Paul says, who cannot lie. That's amazing right there. That phrase is there, that cannot lie. because I believe Paul is making reference to the Psalm 89, verse 34 and 35, where God says, you know, my words I will not alter, you know, nor will I change the what comes forth from my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I cannot lie. You see, his covenant he will not break. He cannot lie. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I cannot lie. So I kind of think that Paul is referencing that in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, has promised. And when did he make this promise? He made this promise before the world began. You know, I often wondered, why create man? Give him free will. And then that man uses his free will and he chooses sin, the fall. Why? And then all that had to happen, Jesus, the cross, the crucifixion. Why? You know, because God knew from the very beginning his intent, his heart, his love, his grace and mercy was for all to have eternal, everlasting life. This is amazing. This was before. Now, here it is. The word world. Now, you know, there's many words for world. One is the translators translate aeon into world. And that means a period of time, an age, you know, like the medieval times, you know, like the times, the age of where the American Revolution was for, times, season, periods. One of them is cosmos, and it means the world and all its inhabitants, all right? For God so loved the cosmos, the world, all its inhabitants, that he gave his only begotten son. But the word for world here is aionios, and this is what this word means. So put this in this scripture. In fact, I'm going to read it with this description. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time. Before time. Before in the beginning God created. Before time. This word means it always has been. As long as God has been, this has been his heart, his love for us. And it also means, and it always will be. This is an amazing verse that Paul gives us. And it goes right along with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 through 6, where it says, accordingly, as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now that word world is aeon, so it actually means age. So it's actually talking about the fall. So Paul is saying, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the fall. Again, going back to the beginning where there was no time. The beginning always has been before the foundation of the fall. He chose us in him that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Goes right along with Titus chapter 1, verse 2. from the very beginning. Yeah, God, looking in time that he would create, saw that in time man would fall. But before he saw that, in eternity, he saw his love for us, his grace for us, his mercy for us. He saw Jesus. So now, he creates man with a free will. And man falls. But you know what's amazing? At the very beginning, when man fell, we see God's plan in place. We see that before time, life eternal, life everlasting, love, grace. That's what God is. It was all put in place. And we see that after, you know, Adam fell. And we see it where he hid himself. Why? Why? Because he was filled with shame, guilt, and condemnation. And so, what did he do? By his own effort, he tried to cover it. Cover the guilt and the shame and condemnation by the forming of fig leaves as a covering, because he was shamefully naked. That pictured man's trying to appease God through works. That's what the law was all about. And there are no acts of righteousness that can cause us to achieve righteousness before God. There is none. And so what happens next is amazing. Firstly, he reduces Satan to dust. He's telling us right there, Satan, you have no authority and you have no power over my creation. Do you remember when Jesus sent out the disciples, heal, raise the dead, cast out demons? And they came back so excited. I believe it's in Luke chapter 10. They came back so excited. And what was Jesus? He was even more excited. He had a smile on his face because he knew God's plan. God's plan. He knew it from the beginning. And he made that statement, I saw Satan falling to the earth like lightning. So we see that Satan was reduced to dust. And then we see the picture of Christ, the prophecy regarding Christ. You will bruise him on the heel, but he will bruise you on the head. And now we see God do something so beautiful. He says, listen, you don't have to worry about working to appease me. I love you. I love you. I always love you. I will always love you. And so we see grace in action. We see grace in action because God shows us what's to happen in the future with Jesus in the time that he created, where Jesus would become the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. God made sacrifice. See, God made sacrifice for us with Jesus. God made sacrifice for Adam. He killed a lamb or a sheep. Blood was spilt. And he made clothing out of that. And he clothed Adam and Eve. And he said, no longer let guilt, shame, or condemnation keep you from me. I have dressed you. I have dressed you. I have declared you righteous to come now and speak with me. It's a perfect picture of Christ, what Christ does. It's just simply amazing. So I want to just, you know, again, encourage you that when you look through the Word of God, Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, 15, 16, he says, Timothy, you know the Holy Scriptures, how they make you wise, right? Wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. This is what the scriptures are all about, pointing us to Jesus, who points us to God, because it's been God's heart from the very beginning that we will live everlasting and eternal lives with him. The only thing now is we have free will still, but once we believe in our hearts that God was raising Jesus from the dead and confess with our mouth our salvation, and we become born again. Once we become born again, sin has no more power over us. We are eternally and everlastingly saved. That's the goodness, the grace, and the love, and the mercy of God. So anyway, I hope this quick 15 minutes has blessed you. I love you. Be looking for more, live streams and podcasts in the future. They might be at different times than what we're used to, but I definitely want to keep in touch with you. This is Pastor Lenny saying, I love you. Walk in your blessings.